Welcome, everyone. It is the Local Toyota Dealers KSR post-game show. The Cats lose to Kansas State in the second round of the NCAA tournament, 75-69, ending the season, a disappointing season, at 22-12. Kentucky now finds its way with three straight years of frustration, four if you count not making the tournament the year before, but a game that was there for the win, they just couldn't get. We're going to take your calls. We'll open up the phones in a minute. I'm sitting here with Shannon and Ryan. I'm sure Drew will join us here in a little bit. I'm going to do what I did Friday night and just give my take and then let the guys sort of weigh in with theirs. It was one of those games where you had a chance, and with 4 minutes to go, it's anybody's game. And they made the plays in the last 4 minutes, and we did not. That's the bottom line. They made the plays in the last 4 minutes, and we did not. I don't think that tells the story of the game, because I think Kentucky probably should have been up 6 or 8 when we got to that point. But once I thought to myself when they took that final media timeout, there's 4 minutes to go, we're either going to be up one or they're going to be up one, and now let's see who makes the plays. And they made the plays. They hit 2 threes coming out of that timeout. We had 2 open threes, and we missed them both. And that's the difference. I thought there were 1 or 2 moments where if a play went differently, Kentucky wins the game. The biggest play of the game to me, Lance Ware gets the dunk to make it 60-56. And on the next possession, they play 25 to 27 seconds of really good defense. And then Noel shakes Kaysen just a little bit to get enough space, and he nails a 3. It's a great shot. I don't know that Kentucky could have done much else defensively, to be honest with you. You're trying to cut off his penetration there. You do it, and he makes a shot. Then, next play, Kaysen Wallace has the ball. He was fouled. They did not call it. Loses it, goes out of bounds. That should have been a foul, but it wasn't. And then you come down the next time, they called a foul on Kaysen that I don't think he hit him. He might have. But they called it a shooting foul, even though it was a pass. They make the 2 free throws, and they're up 1. I thought in that sequence, Kentucky had both bad luck and bad calls. The bad luck was the 3. Because Noel made it, the calls were bad luck. But even with that happening, you still have the ball down 1 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. You got to go win that game. A guy that I hadn't paid attention to the whole game hits a 3 to put him up 4. They make another one. I think Keontae Johnson makes it, and that's the game. Overall, though, I think when you got to that point, you were in that point because in the first half, Kentucky needed to be up 6 or 8 points, and they weren't. Kansas State came out. They played at the beginning exactly the way they didn't want to. They were taking outside jumpers, settling for them. We should have built a big lead during that sequence, and we just didn't. And then they went back to playing the way they should, which is attacking the basket. And when they did, we just had no answer. We could not guard Noel. And if you're wanting to talk about Achilles heels of this team, I think there's a handful of them. We'll probably talk more about those tomorrow. But one of them was we could not guard small guards that were quick. We just didn't have anybody. We just didn't. I think Kaysen Wallace could do it sometimes, but then he wasn't 100% at the end and he couldn't. Reeves, not a good defender. CJ was an okay defender, then he got hurt and he was not a good defender. And our tall guys would get caught in switches and they just couldn't stay with them. And we saw it tonight. Noel crushes us. Overall, I think it's a disappointing season. I mean, I do. It's not, the worst thing that ever happened, but I think it's a disappointing season. You came in with the National Player of the Year returning. You came in with 2 McDonald's All-Americans. You had transfer shooters. And you went 22-12 and lost in the second round. I said this before the tournament started. That Kansas State team's pretty good. We should have been playing a team not as good as that in the second round. And we would have if we had done better in the regular season.
Yeah.
And we didn't. And because of that, you played a team that has a dude who can beat you. A lot of teams don't have that dude. They do. Is he 3rd-team All-American, something like that?
I'm not sure
what he is, but he's a great player. And, K-State was picked last in the Big 12, but they played amazing. They love their coach, and they played great. And Kentucky I don't think at any point this year did Kentucky look like they were all together. I just never really thought the team ever kind of they never really came together as a team. I think by the end of the year, they came together off the court pretty well, after something I don't think was happening at the beginning. But on the court, I just never really – I don't know that we ever got a game where everybody was playing well at the same time. I don't know that we ever had one. And tonight, unfortunately for Antonio Reeves, it was him 0 for 14, and then he hits his last shot. And I'd say of those 14, 11 of them were open, and he just missed them. You play that game 50 times, he'll never do that again. But he did it in this one. And the reality is we just didn't have enough to make the big plays without him hitting shots. So that's my take. Ryan, what about you?
Yeah, I agree with a lot of what you said. You know, that first half, you caught Kansas State on a day where they could not throw one in the ocean. They could not buy a bucket. 0 of 11 from threes, and yet you couldn't build on that. That was so disappointing. They could have taken advantage of that first half and been up maybe 12 at halftime or something like that.
Now, listen, they went 0 for 12, and a lot of those were open.
Wide open.
And we said at halftime, they're not going to miss these shots the whole game. And they went 5 of 9 for threes in the second half. I mean, that's the thing. They weren't going to miss them the whole game, and we didn't take advantage when they did.
And you're right. I think as we think back on this season, it's going to be, man, this was a disappointment. We talked about before Christmas, there was something just not right about this basketball team. It was hard to put your finger on, but, man, there was just something not right. I think there were some player-on-player issues. I think there were player-on-coach issues at a point. I think there were coach-on-coach issues at some point. And when for Cal to have to say stuff like, I got to stop yelling at him, and we got to have a sports psychologist to come in, I'm like, man, something wasn't right this whole season, and it stinks the way it ended tonight.
And it wasn't. I do think that came together more in the last 3 weeks.
I do too.
But I think that's probably too little too late in some ways. I do want to give some shout-outs to him. I mean, Oscar played amazing. I mean, he went out with 25 and 18.
He was a warrior, man.
He was a warrior.
He had a double-double by halftime.
And I do think we all should pause. And as I said, applaud the guy who will exit here. That'll be the best rebounder we ever see at this school.
Best rebounder we may ever see in our life. That guy's unbelievable.
He's going to be the best rebounder that we'll ever see at this school. He's probably one of the 5 to 7 best rebounders college basketball has ever seen.
Yeah.
During its period of time, and you shouldn't take that for granted. And I want to give a shout-out to Kaysom Wallace and Chris Livingston. Now, Livingston missed some shots that we needed, but he played excellent.
Yeah, he did.
And Kaysom Wallace was a star.
Yep.
If you were going to make the case that talent wins, those guys being the dudes that played, I love Antonio Reeves. Might be my favorite player on the team. I talked about that the other day on the show. But he reminds me a little bit. He's better than Julius Mays, but it reminds me of Julius Mays in 2013. When you are waiting on Julius Mays to make the shot, that team can only be so good, right? Now, if he's your third or fourth option, that's different. And it felt like tonight we just kept going, please make a shot, Reeves.
He was getting open looks,
And it just wasn't happening, ultimately what
I will say one more thing if we go to Shannon, too. Toppin. If this is his last game, that's a disappointment. You know, he has scored 2 points, got in foul trouble early, just never seemed to be a contributor
at
all.
The fourth foul on him was huge because Cal took him out, and I felt like we were about to take over the game.
Yeah.
We were kind of right on the edge. Then they came back and tied it. Now, we scored, to be fair. I think the plus-minus with him out was even because then we scored 4 straight. Lance got the dunk. But I just felt like the kill shot was there. And then he got his fourth foul, and he had to come out.
Overall, just a really strange, bizarre season, in my opinion. I mean, you look back at all the games. They lost games that we all thought they would win. They won games that we thought they would lose. And with the season being over, I feel like I still haven't figured this team out.
That's true.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout-out to Kentucky fans who showed up and were great.
They were.
I felt like at a lot of moments in the game, it was almost like watching a home game. They were so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Kentucky out-rebounded Kansas State by 20 and still somehow lost. That's mind-boggling.
That's unbelievable. And I think in the first half, they had 11 turnovers. And that was partially why we didn't have that lead. right? That partially why we didn't have the lead we talked about needing to have at halftime. We were down three at halftime with those turnovers.
One other thing about Kansas State in the first half, every point that they got was a layup or a
all
free throw.
Every yeah. one of them.
Every yeah. single point.
And the fact that they were able to hold, you know, Kansas State defensively to not making any three-point shots, they shoot 34%. I looked it up during the game to see, like, what did they shoot for the year? They were shooting 34%. So the fact that they were going 0 for 12 in the first half, if they hit what they normally hit, you're looking at a 15-point deficit going into halftime.
Yeah.
So, again, it's just – it's really disappointing. I think that's the main word, disappointing.
It felt like to me for most of the second half, Drew and I were sitting – these two were sitting above us, and Drew and I were sitting right one row below them. Drew and I said, you know, it feels like to me their shots they're getting are easier to get than ours. It felt like we had to work so hard to score.
Yep.
And then when you get to that money time, they were able to get shots easier than we did. Now, we were open, okay? But it felt like to me so many of our points came from offensive rebounds, right, or putbacks, or Livingston beats his guy on it. It just felt like we had to struggle to score. And it felt like even when they missed, the shots they got were pretty good.
Right, yeah.
And
they were good at making that extra pass.
They were really good at that.
Even driving to the basket. When you would think that the guy with the ball is going to be the one taking the shot, he would make that one more pass.
Noel, I saw a stat online, has 62% of the points Kansas State has scored in this tournament are either he scored them or he assisted. It is the highest rate of any team in the Sweet 16 since, like, the 90s.
Wow. Yeah.
He's a little bit higher than Ja Morant, who's second.
Wow. Well, yeah, their whole offense, everything runs through him.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in case you missed it, he played 1 year at Cordia High School when he was a seventh grader, played varsity at Cordia High School when Rod Rhodes was down there. I read that story where he talked about his 1 year in Appalachia, a little bit of different than living in New York City.
Yeah, and he gets to go home for the Sweet 16. So, I mean, that's the basics of the game. Overall, you know, I want to sit and think about how I sort of look at this year. I don't think this game – I'll be honest with you, I'm really not sure there's a whole lot else Kentucky could have done in this game. I could make a couple little nitpick things, Cal. I wish he hadn't gone with the lineup he did at the end of the first half. It took a 4-point lead to a 3-point deficit. But you know what? We got up 8 in the second half.
I felt good at that point.
We got up 8 in the second half, so we had a chance. I do not think overall Cal did a very good job with this team. At the same time, he didn't make Reeves go 0 for 14.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean,
with some open looks.
I mean, they were open. I think it took us too long to make him a central piece of the offense, but that's a harder point to make when he goes 0 for 14, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, like, you know,
some days they just don't go down, and you got to figure out how to make the adjustment. And the problem is
we didn't have another adjustment by the end of the year. We were what we were, which is we had 5 guys, and if they played well, we could win. But tonight, 3 guys played well and 2 didn't, and we just weren't good enough to win like that. Kansas State's good enough to win like that because Noel – I mean, Kaysen's going to be a better pro, but Noel's a star in college.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And they were able to overcome guys missing shots, and we just couldn't. I mean, too much of what we did – relied on those two. I mean, Toppin and Reeves had 4 points. You tell me before the game they get 4 points, I think we lose by 30.
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
You know?
It would have been hard to beat anybody in Kentucky tonight with those two guys not being able to score offensively.
Yeah, so we'll open up the phones, 859-280-2287. We are going to leave here when this is over and drive to Beckley, West Virginia, and stay there.
That's where I've always wanted to go. Making my dreams come
true.
Me too.
Thanks. I'm going to check that off the bucket list tonight. Thank you.
Well, it's halfway. What else do you want me to do? We can't drive all the way, and I don't want to stay here.
No, I was hoping to go to Beckley.
Well, then you get your wish. We will take a break. Take your calls. I hate doing this show more than any every year. It's the worst show of the year to do a post game, but we're doing it. We'll be right back. It is the local Toyota dealers KSR post game.
Hear that? That's the sound of the 2023 Chevy Silverado's turbo high-output engine, delivering impressive power with no compromised durability. Whether you're helping friends move or just moving some friends, this is the sound of a family with plenty of rear seat room to enjoy the ride. And this is the sound of you heading to your local Chevy dealer today. Find your Silverado and find new roads. Chevrolet. Find new roads at your local Chevy dealer.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile Unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
That boy of mine, he sure does take after me. I love football. He loves football. I put ketchup on my eggs. He puts ketchup on his. I didn't wear my seatbelt. Neither did he. So nothing's going to be the same ever again. So please, show your kids what a good driver does. Buckle up and put your phone down.
Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Dan Cummins, the six-time Chevy Dealer of the Year and number one Silverado dealer in the Southeast, is loaded with amazing deals. Shop over 2,000 vehicles on dancummins.com. And as always, get our lifetime powertrain guarantee at no extra charge. Now serving you in both Georgetown and Paris. See why people have been buying cars from the Dan Cummins family since 1956.
Let me tell you one more time exactly how I feel.
I'd rather drive to Paris for a Dan Cummins deal.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
If running a professional kitchen was as easy as producing delicious food at home, then anyone could do it. But designing the right commercial kitchen for your business is as important as designing a menu. The kitchen design experts at Seaworth Superstore can help. By producing 3D models of your kitchen before installation, Seaworth can help you find the right equipment and layout, reducing wait times, mistakes, and stress. Visit the Seaworth Superstore showroom at 1403 Versailles Road. We represent over 400 manufacturers and can order anything you need. Seaworth Superstore, your commercial culinary connection.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like Corolla Cross, the first ever Corolla SUV, or the best-selling Toyota Camry, now available with all-wheel drive. And you can get 3.99 APR financing on a new 23 Camry, now through April 4th. With approved credit through TFS, excludes TRD and hybrids, and every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
It is the Lowell Toyota Dealers KSR postgame show, 859-280-2287. Michigan State leads Marquette. It'll be even worse if Michigan State wins and the bracket completely opens up.
I have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
I picked Michigan State.
Izzo's good at performing when he's underseeded.
So you said there were three famous people from Beckley that where we're going tonight?
Yes, and I'm going to give them to you in what I consider the least impressive.
All right.
So
to the most impressive.
Exactly. So I'm going to start with actor Chris Sarandon.
Is that Susan Sarandon's son?
Try husband.
I don't know Chris Sarandon.
So Susan Sarandon, she got Sarandon when she got married.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay, yeah. What's this? I don't know who that is. Who's the second one?
Little Jimmy Dickens.
Somebody I do love like. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. That's what let me say. There was a couple times during that game where I wanted to look at that little portly referee and may the bird of paradise fly up his nose.
We should have said that to those Kansas State fans who were taunting us during the commercial break.
By the way, I don't speak about referees, but in the first half, that dude was eyeing and jawing at Cal.
Yeah.
And I was like, this dude wants to – now, in the second half, he calmed down a little, but it was like he wanted to be the story. I'm not going to say what I know about him, but let's just say I wasn't shocked, and I'll leave it at that. What's your third?
All right, I'm going to give you one more. You're going to be really impressed by this one.
All right.
Beckley, West Virginia, Bill Withers.
Oh.
How about that?
Use me.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a pretty good musical duo, Bill Withers and Jimmy Little Jimmy Dickens.
For a little town in West Virginia.
Little fun fact, Jimmy Dickens ended up retiring to Pike County, Indiana, where I'm from, because he married a girl from Pike County, Indiana.
Look at this. It all comes together. 859-280-2287. One little piece of news that came from it. Cal said afterwards that six different seniors are on the team. He was asked how many that he thought would come back, and he said, I don't expect any of them to come back, but we'll see. I'll talk to him next week. you know, we'll talk more about this. I think Antonio comes back. I was kind of surprised he said that because I think it's almost common knowledge that he's planning on coming back.
Yeah.
But maybe something changes. I don't know. I think people who are holding their breath hoping Oscar comes back should stop holding their breath. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I do not think it will happen absent some massive change. So I think people should just accept that it is likely the case that his career is over at Kentucky.
Is it safe to assume that there'll be some guys going to transfer and play somewhere
else?
That
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what Damian Collins and Chris Livingston. I think Adu and Uganda will definitely be back.
Uh-huh.
I would say the three that we wait and see is Reeves, Livingston, and Collins. I'd love to have all three of them, but we'll see. I would suspect, just a guess, I would think Collins will leave. I would think Reeves comes back, and I think Livingston will all be about what the status is of the draft and maybe even an NIL situation.
Yeah.
We'll have to see.
Well, Livingston and Reeves could both come back and be exactly what that team coming in
and
needs.
Lance Ware, isn't he a junior?
I don't have a junior.
I don't have any reason to think he might not be back. Who knows? We'll see. Because didn't he play high school where DJ Wagner?
Yes.
So, but who knows? All right, who's up first?
We start with Brad.
Brad, how are you, Brad?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Good.
Well, I actually have 3 points tonight.
Well, let's make them quick so we can get people on. So why don't you give me your best point?
Three comments are, number one, you guys have been amazing over the last year. Love the show. Number two.
Thank you.
You know, the C.J. Frederick post-interview says it all. I've been crying for the last hour. I'm 62 years old. Number three, you know what? For the Big Blue Nation, it's a basketball game.
Yeah,
so if you're feeling like I'm feeling right now, that's it. That's all I have.
Yeah, I don't buy that. I mean, I agree with you. I appreciate that. I mean, if it is a basketball game, but what makes Kentucky Kentucky is that we care. The moment we start saying we shouldn't care or, well, it's just a basketball game, then why, you know, what's the point? Now, do I think people should lose their minds over this stuff? Of course not. Like, you have to have perspective. Like, we're going to laugh and have fun on our way to Beckley. At the same time, it matters. That's why we're Kentucky. The moment it stops mattering, it's not Kentucky.
And then you're every other fan base.
Exactly. And I don't want to see us get to that. I've seen a lot of our younger fans on social media who take UK very seriously sort of act like, well, you lose, and sometimes that happens. Well, yeah, but no. I mean, this is Kentucky, and there's a standard here, and I don't think that standard has been met the last few years. I'm not ready to throw the baby out with the bathwater on it, but, I mean, we have to acknowledge that. And my issues, and we will talk about this, are not really about tonight. I'm not sure this game could have gone much differently unless Reeves hit threes.
Yeah.
Right? I'm more – it's a bigger picture thing. It's not about tonight because I thought, you know, Kentucky was there. 4 minutes to go, you can win, and we lost. That's the way it goes.
You know, the guy's trying to, you know, say, yeah, it's just a basketball game, but the last 3 years have just been unacceptable for basketball fans of Kentucky basketball. They're just – this is just not how it goes for us.
You always hear me say the NCAA tournament is random. And I mean things like this. Okay, I mean the fact that with 4 minutes to go, they have two open threes and they hit them and we miss them.
And we hit
it easily could have been reversed. That's random. The fact you're in the point where it comes down to two open threes against Kansas, that's not random.
Right.
That's what got you to that point.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, I thought this game was a toss-up. But we shouldn't have been in the point where we were a toss-up against the last-place team preseason in the Big 12.
Yes.
We were in that point because of things that happened prior. Tonight, some of it's randomness. So I think you have to be nuanced, right? Like when Cal says, well, this is just the tournament, it is. But we should have been like Alabama playing Maryland and beating them by 15, right? Not playing Kansas State and having it come down to who hits a random three.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who's next?
Chris.
Chris, what's up, Chris?
14 years of John Calipari has reduced the greatest basketball program on the planet's fan base.
All right, is this Chris from Richmond? Now? I appreciate the call. I appreciate it. I'm not listening to Chris from Richmond. He knows I don't. I mean, that's just not what I'm doing today. Who's next?
Rich.
Rich, go ahead, Rich. And by the way, if you have negative points about the what I'm glad to let you make them. I'm not letting like a cartoon come on. Go ahead.
Hey, obviously really disappointing tonight, guys. It just felt like moments that were big all season long. Our guards just couldn't produce. It just felt like tonight was that kind of same story, you know, fifth or sixth verse, the big games that could not come through. It happened at home against Vanderbilt. It helped in the SEC tournament, and it happens again. I don't know how you coach that or how you fix it, but I'll hang up with you guys to talk about it.
I do think there's a sense – I think I said this all year, right? I think I said all year that, like, when we won because we were – we get it. Thank you, man. We're doing a show. Go away, drunk. All right? It's a Xavier fan. I'm not looking at that guy. I mean, that dude, the middle-aged drunk guy with his quarter zip on.
He's trying to get us to do the X with our hands.
I'm going to do the X, get out, all right?
How about the DX?
I have thought all year, if you think about the games we won, Ryan, we had to be up 7 or 8 to win.
Couldn't close the team out.
We lost the close games for the most part. When it was a one-possession game with 2 or 3 minutes to go, we didn't win those games. But when we were up 7, 8, or 9, it was a different situation, and that's why I wasn't really confident going into that final break because we hadn't really won a game like that this year.
We saw it all year: Michigan State, UCLA, Kansas, where you know they hit 2 shots and we didn't hit our shots. We've seen this replay over and over.
I'm going to say this nicely. Please leave. Just we're not interested in talking to you. So take your quarter zip and your Hyundai and please leave. Thank you.
What is that?
And now there's a Kentucky fan. Just you go over there with your family. They seem like nice people. Please leave. Who's next?
Randy.
Randy, go ahead.
Hey, Matt. Disappointed. I'm not going to lie to you. I think we all are.
Shannon, I know you're enjoying this, but I am about to shake this guy, and I don't shake anybody. My mom's going to text me and say, don't shake him. I'm not really going to shake him.
Don't shake him.
But I'm not going to shake him. But you know the look. I just want people to know. This is the – and everybody knows this look. The drunk middle-aged guy who wants to talk trash and just stares at you, and now that's what we have right here. And I don't need it today, so I'll see you later. But go ahead.
Hey, I always thought as the season progress, and I said this, I always thought that Kentucky had to play Kentucky sometimes, and sometimes we beat ourselves as a group. Today, 11 turnovers in the first half? And I guess the roster moves, what I know, and we'll get into that tomorrow, but what do you think there? And then what about the coaching move? Who do we add when the gentleman takes the UTR?
Yeah, I think those will be things, to be honest with you. We'll talk more about this week. I mean, I don't know. I appreciate the call. I don't know what's going to happen with the coaching. I mean, I obviously we have to replace one. I think there's a chance we might have to replace two, to be honest with you. We'll see. I don't know. Roster moves, I mean, I gave you my best take on it. I
see one guy jump into the transfer portal right now.
They're kicking him out. Just so you know, I wasn't being ridiculous.
No,
they're kicking him out. And he's staring off into space.
And he said, "Maybe you really thought that was up your nose.
You really thought that was funny.
I loved it there for a minute. The guy came up and just stared a hole through you, and it was
very
awkward.
Well, he was talking trash the whole time. It's fine, man. It's good. You all have a good night. I'm sorry. He's your friend. 859-280-2287. Who's up next?
He's still giving us.
And he's flipping. He's flipping me off in his corduroys. Thank you very much. Go ahead. You're good. We're good.
From Corbin.
Oh, you're from Corbin. Oh. This is Fleener from Cook and
Fleener. No way.
This is Fleener.
He cheated you. He cheated you.
It was in.
It was out.
It was in.
He cheated.
Wow, it's good to see you. You knew that guy? Okay, you didn't know him. All right, good. Okay, good. It's good to see you. I'll come say hi to you.
He still hasn't left.
The famous Fleener from Corbin that you cheated in.
See, that's a great way to flip my mood.
Uh-huh.
I was mad about that guy, and there's Fleener of Cook and Fleener. Nice.
What is happening?
Who's up next?
Yeah, Newt.
Newt. Go ahead, Newt.
Hey, Matt. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
So, my thought on this game is that we should have won just based on the fact that we had less fouls for the entire second half.
We had less what?
Less fouls than Kansas State, and we had the rim wide open. These guys weren't really able to, like, actually defend the rim. We should have gone straight to the rim the entire half.
Well, I mean, we did get fouled. The problem is, I mean, we should draw more fouls because we play more physical than them. I mean, they are a penetration and kick team. We are a hit-the-rim Oscar. So we should draw more fouls, to be honest with you.
And it seemed like for most of the year we did. We shot a lot of free throws, I thought.
And Oscar made his free throws down the stretch.
Yeah,
I mean, he hit 6 or 7, I think, down the stretch that were all sort of big big shots.
We were looking at the box score like, okay, how do we get to our point total? And it was all Oscar and Wallace.
Yeah, they had 44 points, 44 of like our 60 points at one point, something like that.
Is he still standing
there?
He's
still there. I think he's waiting for you in the parking lot, brother.
Fleener's got your back.
He has one of those also. Well,
you do have a professional wrestler here with you. You're in good hands.
That's true. You're the radio chief. You think he knows that?
I'll give him a drop toe hold into a figure four leg lock. He'll be tapping out. Right next to the beer taps.
280-2287. Let's do one more before we take a break.
Todd.
Todd, how are you, Todd?
Hello, Matt. This year's been very much up and down. You know, we haven't been consistent in our shooting, and we really haven't been consistent in our shooting for several years, it seems like to me. Correct me if I'm wrong, though. And
well, we've had a number of years where the last game has seen our best shooter go cold, right? And I think some of that's just randomness. Kellen Grady last year in the last game went cold. Tyler Hero went kind of cold in the Auburn game. I mean, Ryan, I think most of that's randomness, but it has happened in these games.
No doubt. That Auburn game, yeah, when Tyler Hero, Jamal Baker, Johnny Juzang, I mean, he was trying anybody just to hit a shot that game. We couldn't hit one.
Yeah.
Let me go over here.
Next year, things
Shannon's now about to get worked up. Are you going to go over there? Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Now, it's funny. The person that's frustrated has shifted from me to Shannon. He doesn't like – you don't like that he's staring at us, do you? No. Well, go on. Do your thing. I mean, don't fight. It's not worth fighting. But if you want to go tell him off, I'm for it. Don't fight, though. It's not worth fighting.
Fleener has left, and he's a big dude. We needed him in our backcourt.
Yes. My guy's shaking his head. He does not like the dude.
No.
859. Well, let's take a break. Let's make sure Shannon doesn't make a mistake. 859-280-2287. One person says, Matt, Greensboro Matt's not taking your quarter-zip Hyundai driving BS. That's right. I'm not. We'll take a break. Be right back. It's the Local Toyota Dealers KSR Postgame Show.
This segment of your Local Toyota Dealers KSR Postgame Show was brought to you by Toyota. Your local Toyota dealers have a great deal for you on a new Toyota car, truck, or SUV. For a great deal on a great car, visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
I'm an emergency medical technician. Today, I arrived at the scene of a crash. I've seen enough of these to know it's a bad one. Young female driver, unconscious. I see her phone on the floor. The screen says OMW, on my way. She never hit send. Be safe, Kentucky. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the aggressively sophisticated Toyota Highlander, with room for up to 8 and the most advanced safety features. Now through April 4th, you can get low 3.99 APR financing on a new 23 Highlander with approved credit through TFS, excludes hybrids, and every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance included. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's Let's go places.
Dan Cummins, the six-time Chevy Dealer of the Year and number one Silverado dealer in the Southeast, is loaded with amazing deals. Shop over 2,000 vehicles on dancummins.com. And as always, get our lifetime powertrain guarantee at no extra charge. Now serving you in both Georgetown and Paris. See why people have been buying cars from the Dan Cummins family since 1956.
Let me tell you one more time exactly how I feel.
I'd rather drive to Paris for a Dan Cummins deal.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
This segment of your local Toyota dealers KSR postgame show was brought to you by Toyota. Your local Toyota dealers have a great deal for you on a new Toyota car, truck, or SUV. For a great deal on a great car, visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back. It is the local Toyota dealers KSR postgame show. So did you...
I straightened it out for us. He's gone.
He left as soon as you walked over
there.
He's
gone. That's right. I went up and said, man, you got a problem? What's going on? I was like, no, man, I'm just kidding. And then he reached out to shake my hand and give me a hug.
I think he saw you coming, and all of a sudden he was kidding.
Well, I was going to say, if you watch Shannon walk from here to where he was, that was swaggy Shannon.
There was a little bit of, I thought, uh-oh, do I need to go and like make sure?
Take his picture?
That was definitely swaggy
Shannon. It was
funny.
Shannon was laughing, and then all of a sudden it was like a switch here. Well, and he was like, you know what? I'm not taking this anymore.
Because the guy like walked a safe distance away and then turned around and then continued to stare at us for about 10 minutes.
Flipped us off.
Flipped us off on the way there, yeah.
He was just telling us we're number one in the ratings.
And he changed his tone quickly.
He did. He knew who was
when
here.
He saw the dude walking down the hallway.
He seemed like he was joking when he was giving us the finger all the way out.
One person writes, Matt, I thought that you might today use this show as a post-mortem of the Calipari era in the last 3 years. I'm going to probably do that more tomorrow. You know, I want to think about how I feel because, like I said, Ryan, I don't blame this game.
Can't.
On Cal or on the state of the program. The shots were there. We missed them. I blame the fact that this game took place when it did and all that on those other issues. We shouldn't be playing Kansas State in the second round of the tournament. We shouldn't have a situation where we only at the end of the year had six dudes, and really five because CJ was hurt. We really only had five dudes who should be on the court. And I don't say that to be mean. I love those other guys. But really, in a game like this, we had five dudes who should be out there.
That's it.
If CJ was healthy, he'd be six.
Sure.
But he's not healthy. So we had five dudes. And we shouldn't be in a position where we only have five dudes who can be out there. And that's the stuff that bothers me more than this game because Antonio went 0 for 14. Jacob went 1 for 8.
And you got nowhere else to go.
And you got nowhere else to go. And that's we should have other places to go, and we don't, Ryan. And that's the frustration to me.
And I think it has built up here at the end. They've lost, three of their final five games. They lost twice to Vanderbilt and today. And
to teams that you feel are inferior.
Yeah.
I mean, Kansas State coach said after the game, we have more dudes than they do. Well, respectfully, I don't know.
They got two, maybe three.
They got one awesome dude.
Yeah.
And they got a couple other guys who are really good. I think their dudes made plays. Maybe that's just what it is, you know. But again, the fact that we have five guys and the fact that no disrespect, but there is a massive drop-off when one of those guys leaves the floor.
We saw it.
That's the issue to me is that you don't have what we need here, and it is what it is. And I think there's going to be a lot. I don't know that we'll ever really know the Sevier Wheeler situation, but we could have used him today.
No doubt.
He could have guarded that dude right there. He could have guarded that guy a little bit.
Right?
And that's the kind of dude you have him here for, right? And we didn't have it, and that stinks. Who's next?
Craig Nottinguam.
Craig, how are you, Craig?
mean, I'm not good, man. Like, you know, Matt Shannon, Drew Ryan. It's like, you know, like this is not acceptable. I mean, it's just not. It's not acceptable. And it would be one thing if it was different, but like, you know, and now Marquette's gonna lose. The 1-2 seed in our region are gonna be out, and the bracket's wide open, and we lost.
Had we won today?
It's unacceptable.
If Michigan State won, the 1, 2, 3, and 4 would all be out.
It'd just be Michigan State, Tennessee, and us.
Yeah, I mean, if we could have had a scenario potentially if Michigan State wins, where it was Florida Atlantic, Tennessee, and us, and Michigan State.
A Tennessee team we beat twice.
I mean, Craig, I understand that. That's frustrating.
Hey, Matt, I was at Bluegrass Regional Airport in 2010, waiting for Cal Perry to land. He didn't even go there. I was excited. The first 7 years were amazing. They just were. But now, we got to be honest. Cal Perry is fat and happy, and all this stuff with Shaedon Sharpe and Sevier Wheeler and Jared Vanderbilt, it's a circus, and we lose every year, and that has to end.
I appreciate the call, Craig. Maybe we spoke too soon because Marquette's about to tie the game here against Michigan State.
You know, I just remember too, the shot, the three-pointer that the kid who looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo had the hair.
That was the one that went from 1 to 4.
That I don't think that guy's hit another bucket the whole game.
And he was deep, too.
It was deep.
He probably – well, Drew was sitting right next to me. When he took it, he said, I'll give you that one.
And he hit it. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, who's next?
Ryan,
how are you, Ryan?
Hey, Matt. Hey, Shannon. Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Good. What's up?
Well, I just want to say this game went the way the season was, you know. We either hit shots or we didn't. And then when we didn't, we lost. And that's what happened.
Well, I mean, that you could say that about any game.
Yeah.
But I do agree that it was a little bit like the season, which was we struggled in close games. And if we didn't kind of get a comfortable lead, we struggled closing. I mean, we struggled closing all year.
Yeah.
Even when we were up 10, we struggled closing. I mean, even against Providence last game, we had a 10-second violation on the last. Like, we just struggled. And tonight, down the stretch, I'm with you, Ryan. We needed to make those shots, and we did.
Yeah. I mean, Reeves was cold all day. Last game, he was hitting shots. But, you know, it's the storybook of the season, you know. We either hit shots, you had, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 players that were hit shots, or we had Oscar and somebody else, and that's it.
Yeah. I appreciate the call. Oscar was great tonight. I'm glad he got to go out playing like that. 25-18, just amazing. He becomes only the 6th player, I think, in UK history to have over 1,000 points and over 950 rebounds.
Fun to watch, dude. We're going to miss watching him play. He was so fun
to watch.
He was
only here 2 years, by the way, to get those numbers.
One of the most beloved players, too, man.
We're talking about this. Did we hit a shot all year that we had to have? Kaysen hit that one against
Mississippi State. But that was another game where we were up 8 and we gave it away and, like, let them back in. But, yes, I was thinking about that. Kaysen's 3 against Mississippi State was, like, the one had-to-have-it, made-it shot.
Did we have any more?
I don't really.
We missed against Michigan State, UCLA.
Yeah, I don't.
Some of these close games.
Yeah, I don't
really
know.
Michigan State's back up.
Who's up next?
Chris.
Chris, how are you, Chris?
Doing all right, Matt. You just – what a difference 2 weeks makes for Antonio and the Hogs, I guess. But whatever the case. Just wondering, is there a world in which John Robach can get back on this staff?
Be surprised, to be honest with you. I appreciate the call. I think while I would like to see that, I think it'd be best for everyone, including Cal and Robach and the program. I that would surprise me, Ryan, if that were to happen.
I don't think you'll ever see John Robach, but I think you need a John Robach kind of guy on the staff, an X and O guy.
Well, and Pastner is not exactly like Robach, but there's some of that in him.
That'll
and
help.
I think that can help. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with this staff. I mean, if you consider that really there's 4 positions, the 3 assistants and the bruiser flip position, it wouldn't shock me if only one of them's here next year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that, but that wouldn't shock me, Ryan, if that were the case.
I know there's, you know, stories flying around of some of these coaches maybe getting ready to be on the move, so we'll have to just wait and see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, it's – We'll see. Who's next?
Let's go to Big Al.
Big Al, how are you, Big Al?
Hey, what's going on, Matt?
Well, been better, but go ahead.
I got two things for you. I told a buddy I was watching the game with at about the 15-minute mark in the second half that we need to get Antonio Reeves either a layup or two free throws. And after he hit the two free throws late in the game,
he did hit the three. You know, you're right about that. He did, yeah.
I mean, it was just so obvious to me, but I don't know. Other thing is, I got my 5-year-old son, Val Hard, who wants to do a little chant for you.
Good. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad. That's keep some positivity. I appreciate the call. One person writes, Matt, I'm surprised you haven't noted that you were right on the Sevier Wheeler thing. I wish I was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish I was wrong. But I never thought how do I say this nicely? This is just the fact. I don't believe anything now that we really are told about player status updates. I don't believe any of it. And, like, it doesn't even matter to me what they say because it's not real. So, I was told back in January that he was not going to play again. I believed that source. I still think that was true. Now, there are people who are going to say that he was going to play and then he got hurt again. And I mean, maybe that's true. I'm going to trust the person who told me back in January. And when I said back in January he wasn't going to play, I had a ton of people say, Matt, you're just mad because Cal won't come on your show. I didn't think he was going to play. I wanted him to play. I just didn't think he was going to play. Why is not something that we might ever really know. But, you know, things here just got off track. And I think they started getting back on track, like, when we beat Auburn at home.
Beat him by 40, man.
But it wasn't just that game. I think everything kind of was coming
together.
Yes,
it was.
And off the court, and I think people were kind of getting on the same page. And then, of course, you got Vandy hit you the next week.
Like 3 days later.
And so it felt like every time we were right there ready, something happened. All right, Drew's now here. Give your take on what happened today.
Well, I assume we've already covered that Kentucky couldn't hit shots. I feel like that's the main story.
Yep.
We also saw that Kansas State, once they get going, start having some fun, it can go south real quick, which happened.
Well, they played, like, so free. I mean, they're throwing
they
passes behind the
– It was like
– In between – he threw that one between his legs.
Another one behind his back. It was like we were watching the and one league.
Yeah.
What did I say on the pregame show? I said, by halftime, we're all going to hate that
guy. Yep, you did.
And we did. Overall, I think what is most troubling to me is how I'm upset, but I'm not surprised, I guess.
I'm not surprised.
I should be more surprised that Kentucky's not in the tournament, but I'm kind of like, well, yep, they lost. I mean, that's how it goes, and that's not the way I would normally feel in this situation. That's what I don't like about it.
If you kind of look at how the year went, we played the seed. We were a six seed. Six seed's supposed to lose right now, right?
Yep.
And we kind of were a six seed. I mean, we were kind of that level of good. We could beat anybody on a given day. We could lose to anybody on a given day.
Yep. Very, very average season. And, you know, average normally is not the standard at Kentucky, but it has been the last few years, unfortunately.
And I assume we've touched on turnovers too, but, man, Kansas State was just so active. That's what they're top 10 in stopping the three and creating turnovers. And those are the two things Kentucky struggled with. So, I mean, they nailed their game plan.
What did you think of Cal saying he didn't think anybody was coming back from the seniors? Was that surprise you? Or, again, do we just say it doesn't matter what he says because, anything can happen.
Yep. Honestly, you saying it right now is the first time I've thought about it since he said it because when he said it, I was like, well, okay. I mean, I kind of just didn't have any expectation.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think you can take it to heart right after a good game like this.
Well, I never believe what any player says he's going to do right after the game.
Yeah.
Because they don't have time to process it.
Right.
It's an emotional decision.
I will reshare a story Jack just told me before I walked over. See, he went to the locker room, and I went to Cal, and he said at one point Oscar was at his locker kind of just to himself, wasn't talking to media, wasn't talking to anyone, just kind of slouched over, and the cameras were in there, and Hugo went up to him and was like, people need to hear from you right now. And then kind of like you're the one that everyone is waiting to – get a message.
He didn't
from,
come on the press conference.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I mean, Oscar needed his moment, but I think to hear that Hugo, freshman, went up to him and was like, hey, this is – people are waiting to hear your voice. And then Oscar, yeah. I don't know what he said. I wasn't in there, but that was kind of a moment.
I was in that locker. I've been in a lot of those losing locker
it's
rooms.
Awful.
And it's awful. It really is awful. You heard CJ crying on the radio thing. I mean, Oscar, it's
tough.
Awful. It's awful. The 2010 locker room in Syracuse when they lost to West Virginia was one of the saddest things I've seen that wasn't a real tragedy in a long time. So we'll take a break. I think you're going to need to ask this woman if they're going to carry us out of here. Because
she said till 7:30. We got 10 minutes.
But we got – see if we just do 7:35. 859-280-2287. We'll take a break. Be right back. Local Toyota Dealers, KSR Postgame Show.
Dan Cummins, the 6-time Chevy Dealer of the Year and number one Silverado dealer in the Southeast, is loaded with amazing deals. Shop over 2,000 vehicles on dancummins.com. And as always, get our lifetime powertrain guarantee at no extra charge. Now serving you in both Georgetown and Paris. See why people have been buying cars from the Dan Cummins family since 1956.
Let me tell you one more time exactly how I feel.
I'd rather drive to Paris for a Dan Cummins deal.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
I'm a police officer. My 8-year-old always asks me, Dad, did you help people today? And most days, I do help people. But too often, I can't help people who make poor decisions, like texting and driving, or not bothering to wear a seatbelt. Be safe, Kentucky. Buckle up and put the phone down.
Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Introducing Spectrum One. Get Spectrum Internet with speeds of 300 megabits per second. Advanced Wi-Fi with best-in-class security and privacy. Spectrum Mobile with unlimited talk, text, and data, plus nationwide 5G. Get it all with Spectrum One. Spectrum Internet, advanced Wi-Fi, and one line of Spectrum Mobile Unlimited for only $49.99 a month. Visit Spectrum.com or a Spectrum store today. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Just like a football team needs planning and preparation to make the winning plays, SeaWorld offers CAD and Revit 3D drawing so you can have a virtual walkthrough and that staff will come to your location to discuss your plan. That's something you can't get when shopping online. Stop in 1403 Versailles Road or call 859-269-5964. SeaWorld Superstore, your commercial culinary connection.
Dan Cummins, the 6-time Chevy Dealer of the Year and number one Silverado dealer in the Southeast, is loaded with amazing deals. Shop over 2,000 vehicles on dancummins.com. And as always, get our lifetime powertrain guarantee at no extra charge. Now serving you in both Georgetown and Paris. See why people have been buying cars from the Dan Cummins family since 1956.
Let me tell you one more time exactly how I feel.
I'd rather drive to Paris for a Dan Cummins deal.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Imagine yourself in a new Toyota, like the adventurous new RAV4. The best-selling SUV in America is the right size vehicle for you. Now through April 4th, you can get low 3.99 APR financing on a new 23 RAV4. With approved credit through TFS, excludes hybrids, and every new Toyota comes with 2 years no-cost maintenance included. Get complete details at buyatoyota.com. Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back. It is the Local Toyota Dealers KSR post-game show, 859-280-2287. So many people are writing me saying, you know, you guys got to talk about the coaching aspect, and fans are going to talk about that and the stats of the program. Here's what I will say. This is a stat that you're going to hear a lot. And it's a stat that's been sent to me a lot already, so, I mean, I know you're going to hear it. Cal's winning percentage in the last 3 years is 58% in the last three seasons. Billy Gillespie's winning percentage was 59%. Now, that stat has meaning, but it also is misleading because there's a lot of equity that Cal has built up before that that Billy did not.
Yeah.
There are reasons to believe Cal has a future of success. There were not reasons to believe. I mean, we have the number one class in America coming in. He had Michael Avery in eighth grade, you know, posing with roses in a picture. Like, there are – it's not the same. But that number of a 58% winning percentage – And by the way, one of those 3 years we were a two seed. So 58 winning percentage, that's a low number, Ryan, and I do think it's something that you have to say.
It is. It's unacceptable, really, when you say that. Like you said, last year they were a two seed. You don't lose to Princeton, man. You just don't. And you don't lose to Vandy twice in the last three games. Oh, St. Peter's. I'm sorry.
St. Peter's. I was thinking, wait, I think we beat Princeton.
No, but you're right. You know,
you just don't do that when you're at Kentucky. We is Kentucky. We expect better. We demand better.
The main thing you said there is equity. It would be interesting if the last 4 years that Cal has had here were his first 4 years.
He would.
That would be a completely different narrative.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
he wouldn't be here right now.
I'm not sure if he'd be here. Yeah. To be honest with you. But at the same time, though, you can't skip over. I mean, like, you can't just act like those early years didn't happen. I feel like this fan base has been in this perpetual war about Calipari that misses the overall point. You cannot say that the first 8, 9, 10 years didn't matter. They did matter. They were an amazing run. They mattered a ton. He deserves credit for it. He deserves to use the word equity for it. He does. At the same time, you can't act like the last 3 years has been acceptable.
Yeah.
You just can't. And what keeps me positive about him is, and I know people are like, I hate talking about next year. For me, I'll just be real. And I'm sure somebody will quote this out of context, but it's just the truth. My opinions about Cal at Kentucky will be determined by what happens next season. He's got the class he wants. He's got the talent he wants. He's got the kind of players he likes to have. If this style can still do it, then next year, Drew, is when it has to be done. Because it ain't going to get better than that when it comes with the pieces you're going to have.
I understand your optimism, but I'm on the other side that goes, we've had the top 10 players the last couple years. I mean, Damian Collins and Aaron Bradshaw, what – I mean,
not the same numbers, though. We haven't had five in a class. We've had, like, this year where we had two, and then last year, two. It's not. I don't think that's the same.
But we usually have a lot more than the teams we're playing.
I agree with that.
And
totally.
I don't believe the next class is the old class that are the Walls and the Davises.
Do you not think they're that good?
No, I think they're more of exactly what we've seen. Now, I'm excited for next year. I'm not trying to damper that, but I am one of the people that is not just suddenly like, well, it's going to be okay because this class is coming in. I mean, we've had plenty of McDonald's All-Americans that have come through the last couple of years that did not pan out whatsoever. So what's the next round of Burger Boys?
So I lean towards optimism. You lean towards pessimism, Ryan. What are you? If those are the two things, because neither Drew nor I is saying he needs to be replaced or anything like that.
I'm
optimistic. Let's just
– Yeah. Well, I want to be clear on my statement. I'm not saying they can't be good, and I'm not excited. I'm just not ready to be like, well, this is a quick fix because they're here.
Well, I didn't say it was a quick fix.
I know. I'm just saying.
Let's not take the nuance out of the argument.
I'm just speaking for me. I think that it's going to be a lot closer to what it is. I'm excited about it, but I don't believe it's going to be what it was in the early Cal years.
So which one are you more close to, Ryan?
Optimism. I mean, I was optimistic this year, man. I was excited this year. I thought they could go a long way. Last year, I thought they were going to go a long way. The last 2 years, I mean. I'm definitely going to end up talking myself into this is a Final Four.
Do you agree with me, though, next year is the judgment day?
Well, because he'll be almost 65. He's been here, that'd be his, 15th year? I mean, it's time. You know, you got to do something now.
Shannon?
I lean slightly optimistic, but I will say this fan base is getting tired of hearing next year. But right now, that's all we got. But I think this will be a good team next year. Do I think it'll be a championship team? I'm not ready to call them that, but I think they'll be really, really good. I'll just leave it at that.
All right, we got six calls, and then they're going to kick us out of here. So who's up first, Billy?
Eric.
Eric, go ahead, Eric.
Hey, guys, how's it going? First-time caller, long-time
listener.
Well, I, after the game, like any fan, certainly disappointed. Had to, calm myself down a little bit, take the dog for a walk around the neighborhood, and kind of just realized, at the end of the day, similar to what Drew said, disappointing but not unexpected, right? And I think in the Cal era, this was probably the least painful loss, and was curious to get your guys' perspective.
That's interesting. I actually don't disagree with you on that because I had no expectations. I really didn't. I mean, even you go back to like 20 – I appreciate the call. I didn't want – so just think about the losses. Like, I didn't want to lose in 2014 because that team had so much talent. And in 2016, I didn't want to lose because it was Indiana. You don't want to lose to Indiana. 2018, by the time they lost to Kansas State, I'd talked myself into a Final Four.
Yep.
2019, I'd talked myself into a Final Four. It was Auburn. I do agree that this one might be the least painful, Drew, because of expectations.
Oh, I completely agree. I don't even think it's close. It's by far the least painful. And it's not that I don't like this group or that I don't think it stinks that they lost. But remember, Thursday night we're out, and I said, let's enjoy tonight because we're not promised any joy with this team. I just thought that they are capable of losing at any point. So I walked into Friday's game ready just in case. Not saying I thought they'd lose. I picked them to win. But I was prepared in case. Same with today. I walked in that arena knowing that there's a good chance I could walk out with a loss.
Michigan State's going to beat Marquette.
Yep.
So the bracket was completely open, and we will not be there. Who's next?
McCall.
McCall. What's up? McCall.
Hey, guys.
He's never heard
that.
I was at
the game.
Well, you know what? I had to do it. Yes, it was. It was a great atmosphere.
It was off game, but, I mean, I probably have to disagree with you on the fact that there's probably nothing else Cal could have done. I mean, we were getting grilled all game long with the drives to the basket and then their guard just dishing it off because our help defense was overextending or jumping in the air. With that being said, why doesn't Cal just go zone? I mean, they're cold.
Yeah.
Being from outside.
Well, I mean, that you're right that he could do that. And be careful driving home, sir. I appreciate it. He could do that. I know he's not going to. So, like, that's like me wishing that I can fly. I just know it's not going to happen, Ryan, so I don't wish for it because it ain't happening.
And, look, I mean, all he had to try to guard that guy was Wallace and Thiero. I mean, who else was going to try to guard that guy on our team? We didn't have anybody that was going to be able to keep up with that guy.
Wheeler would have been the guy.
Wheeler would have been the guy.
And you can't put Thiero in there at there.
No.
No.
You just can't. So
I feel like they could have packed it in a little better early. And I hated when they were chasing him around around midcourt.
Well, that
didn't work. They were playing five on four. You got whoever went out there, he just broke
with
their
great
ankles.
Passer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't work. That was kind of when he got going, mm-hmm. was in that period. Who's next?
Spencer.
Spencer, go ahead, Spencer.
Hey, guys. First time caller. How y'all doing?
Hoo-ah. What's up?
Me and my buddy here, Peyton, we got 1 point apiece. My point is
You only get one. Feel like you don't hang up. Okay. Don't hand it to your friend. Go ahead.
All right. I understand. I feel like if Sevier played the game, it would have changed the pace and would have caused more assists and maybe possible more turnovers for Kentucky to win the game. What do you think about it?
Maybe. But, I mean, they couldn't. I don't think, and I appreciate the call, I don't think you could play him right now, and he hasn't played since January, and it was going to make a big difference. I mean, I think – Drew, do you think we'll ever really know the Sevier Wheeler story?
No, because, I mean, I don't know it. But just on the outside looking in, it doesn't appear to be great, and I don't know who would tell that story. So I think it's just going to – well, I'll move on, and it was what it was.
I bet there'll be like a Kyle Tucker story at some point that says it from his perspective, which he is totally allowed and valid to give.
Yeah.
Whether or not that ends up being the whole story, who knows? I mean, I don't know that we'll ever know.
I will say, whatever is going on, they need a PR coach.
They're not good at
PR. I mean, they spent all of when they first got here talking about he was the story when they got to Greensboro, and then it was like –
Yeah, I don't know why you would insinuate he's going to play if he's not going to play.
I would have just said nothing, left it as it's been the last few weeks. But that is what it is. I wasn't counting on him the last few weeks.
No, me either. Who's next?
James.
James, what's up, James?
Hey, guys. I made the trip to Greensboro, and I've got to say the environment was awesome. Shout out to Kentucky fans that made the trip. And even fans from other teams, everybody was super friendly, except the guy that Shannon had to punk, I guess.
He did punk him, though. I mean, he did his thing.
My point is, I get the criticism of Cal. I'm not delusional. The last few years have been incredibly disappointing. But this game specifically, I can't blame him for that. I mean, we had tons of open looks. Like you guys said, Reeves and Toppin go 2 for 22. And third point guard Noel looks like Kimball Walker in the NCAA tournament, hits contested step backs. I mean, I'm not sure what else you could do. Just one of those nights, everybody went cold and very disappointing.
I'm with you. I appreciate the call. I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure there was a magical thing he could have done that would have changed. I mean, and again, there was nobody else to put in. I mean, you put Frederick in, like, you know, I mean, he made one.
He hit one.
But, I mean, he's not been hitting shots either, so.
Oh, the tall guy that hit the big three. Remember when he caught it, I yelled, I'm sitting next to you, yes, you shoot it, because he had shot the whole game, and it just goes in. I mean, it's just one of those days.
It was one of those things. All right, last one, Billy.
Zach.
Zach, go ahead, Zach. Finish strong.
First time, long time, Matt.
Hoo-ah. A lot of first times.
Hey, thank you very much for everything you guys do. For that guy to call it in and said it's just a basketball game, yeah, he's right. I cried. I'm a grown man. I love it. I love our team. I get to sit next to our son, Ethan, the entire game. We high-five. It's great. And I love it, and it feels like it just sucks this time of year. But I want to thank you guys for everything you do, and shout out to Kerry and Carly for listening to me yell at the screen like a total idiot. I gave myself a fat lip today. I gave myself a fat lip with a cup, trying to get some ice out. But anyway, I just want to say, go Cats. We love you. Thank you for everything you do, guys. We love you. Go Cats.
There you go. And I want to say, you know what? It is just a game, but not really. This is a lifestyle for us. I mean, this is what makes us is the fact that we care so much. I remember the years on the calendar based on what Kentucky did in that tournament. You tell me a year, I'll tell you how that tournament went.
Yeah.
That's how I compartmentalize time, okay? I mean, it's literally how I compartmentalize time. I think almost everyone listening to this, if you're listening after this loss, you're the kind of person who you remember moments and you associate them with moments in your life, whether it's with your father or your grandson or your friends or whatever. Like, that's what this is about. It is important to us. Don't let any of these people nationally tell us it shouldn't be important. Don't even let our fellow fans act like it's not important. It is important. We should keep it in perspective, but it matters. This hurts. It should hurt. Yeah, it's just a game, but it's also something that makes us happy, and I think it's ridiculous to deny that in moments like this. Shannon, Ryan, Drew, I've had a blast with you all this weekend.
Yeah, man.
Trip's been awesome.
It's been a good trip, despite what happened today.
We will be in Beckley, West Virginia tomorrow doing a show, and hopefully Bill Withers will show up. Although he just died recently.
He passed away. That would be hard.
Maybe R.I.P. Bill Withers, rest in peace. We'll see you later. What a great way to end the season. This has been the Local Toyota Dealers KSR Postgame Show.
You just killed Bill Withers.
He's already dead.
Toyota Dealers KSR Postgame Show was brought to you by Toyota. Your local Toyota dealers have a great deal for you on a new Toyota car, truck, or SUV. For a great deal on a great car, visit buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.